Just off the Sonoma Highway, a converted Methodist church and its neighboring house have been converted into the headquarters for a special kind of organization. Juan Hernandez is the executive director of La Luz Center.
La Luz Center is a family resource center in the Boys Hot Springs area of Sonoma Valley. We were founded by Ligia Booker in 1985 to really be the organization that bridges the services to the low-income immigrant community here in Sonoma Valley.
Along with offering legal services, language assistance, and lessons in computer literacy, La Luz Center helps the immigrant community with financial services.
We have a financial security program, but it's mainly around tax preparation through the Vita Clinic or financial literacy programming. And we do some small financial assistance for people who get themselves in emergency situations in the community.
And more recently, they've offered a new kind of service.
We had a donor, Simon Blattner, who initiated a $50,000 loan who wanted to focus on community development. And so a microloan idea came up. And once we found a partner in Exchange Bank, we actually officially launched the microloan program in 2015.
Microloan programs are not unique to La Luz, but they use a structure that opens financing to those who couldn't otherwise get loans.
What makes the La Luz microloan program unique is that we're not a bank. This program is not trying to generate any cash back or gains from the program. The agreement is that the La Luz funding is collateral for the person who applies for the microloan program. La Luz does all the vetting. We underwrite the process. Exchange Bank manages the loan for us.
And by underwriting the loan themselves, they can offer something no other bank can.
You cannot go into Exchange Bank and get a 3%, 4% microloan. The only way you could do that is to come to the La Luz Center program.
And that can be huge to entrepreneurs with no credit history, like one young man who wanted to open a new food truck.
Carlo started sharing his dream of opening up his own taco truck. And he was young. I think at that time he was 21 years old. And I was like, you know what? Come talk to me when you're ready. And sure enough, I think in December, he's like, hey, I remember that idea that I had. We're almost there. I just need this last piece to get it going.
Carlos impressed the La Luz microloan investor he was matched with. But Juan Hernandez was clear to point something out about his pitch.
We know that our program is not for the usual customer. So we know that they may be risky loans. And we knew that Carlos was young. Carlos had done his homework. He was 22 with an idea that was on paper. But what really won us over him was his confidence in the overall vision that he had for his business.
And that combination of careful vetting and low interest loans has benefited many businesses in the immigrant community of Sonoma Valley.
We have a body shop, a local restaurant. We have a lady who started her own scone business. We have a boutique store that specializes in quinceañera dresses. So we've had some success. Our hope is to be able to grow this program throughout Sonoma County.
And now there's a new food truck, La Escondida. And if you happen to get hungry one night in Boys Hot Springs,
you guys got
to
try the mole tamales. Great.
I'm Mateo Baker for KRCB's North Bay Report.